Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 0151 4720 967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Yeah, just gone 6:30. It's Monday the 17th of October. And it's game night. Red Monday, they're calling it on the TV, but we're not calling it that here. Liverpool versus Manchester United. We'll preview that. We'll bring you the team news ahead of the game. And we'll get the thoughts of John Aldridge. We've also got to react to Everton's 1-1 draw against Manchester City. Two save penalties. So Blues, get on the phone. Has Stekelenburg won the right to be Everton's number one, or do they still need another world-class keeper? We'll talk about the Romelu Lukaku stunner as well at the Etihad. And did Phil Jagielka have a good game? Based on his penalty defending as well. Two penalties conceded by Phil Jagielka. Both saved by Martin Stekelenburg. We'll talk about that. Plus, who do the Reds go for tactically? Rumours that Moreno might start for the Reds tonight. Could he well be in that side? Could there be returns for Adam Lallana? He's got a new haircut, and apparently for some, that means he's in the team too. They've always got great haircuts. John Aldridge, Graham Sharp, Sharpie and Aldo, the Radio City Legends. Evening, gents.
Evening, Mick.
Evening, Mick.
Monday night football, Aldo.
I know, I know. You just got to go with the flow, haven't you? We've talked about Friday night, Monday. You know, television dictates, get on with it. But I'd rather play Man United at Anfield on an evening time, obviously. It has more spice to it, better atmosphere. Yeah, and I think it'll be very vocal there tonight.
Should be. First game under the floodlights, I think, in terms of the new main stand as well. So we'll see what the atmosphere looks like there. But, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to work out that the Man United coming to town is a big one and a real test for Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool.
Yeah, but, hey, they're no great shakes, Man United. Let's face it, you know, going from the past reputations. Yeah. And you shouldn't be scared of them. You know, you obviously respect the players they have out there. They've got some fantastic players, big players. But the way Liverpool's been playing, they've got to approach it in the right manner, you know, in a positive manner, and go to win the game. We know, I think it's 90% certain that Mourinho will come and he'll have his tactical head on, as he does when he comes to Anfield. He will get them to defend stringently. He'll have height, he'll have physicality in his team. You know, they've got some good players going forward, but he'll have been working on the set plays because he knows our frailties are there. They've got height of Ibrahimovic, Pogba, Bailey, Fellaini if he plays. Big players, you know, and they've scored a few goals from set plays, in particular against Leicester. I think they scored three corners. They're dangerous. So it'll be tough, but it'll be tough for them as well.
0151 472 0967. You want to get involved with the Radio City Legends, Liverpool versus Man United tonight. Aldo is here in the studio. How do the Reds go for that one? Is it a case of more of the same, the way they've been playing, or do you have to do things differently against Jose Mourinho? Emre Can potentially in the midfield lineup there. Does Daniel Sturridge return? We'll talk about that too. 0151 472 0967. You can text in as well. Just text the word City and your message 63103. And if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag Radio City Legends. Michael Ball was on with Saint and Snods on Saturday, Sharpie, and we said, you take a point at the Etihad? Absolutely. Was the phrase, and Everton got a point. By hook or by crook, they got there.
Never in doubt. Never in doubt. No, listen. Anybody who was at the game or saw the game, City played really, really well. Started off, like, you know, and I thought, oh, hold on, this is going to be a long afternoon. But credit to the boys, you know, they sat in and they defended well. Ashley Williams, outstanding in the centre. You mentioned Jagielka, who I thought was good as well. Okay, gave the two penalties, but I don't believe the stick he's taken. But the hero of the day was obviously Stekelenburg. Two fantastic penalty saves and also a couple of really world-class saves as well. So, back to the wall. It's a really, really... I said in the Friday, Mick, on the Thursday, Everton couldn't go there because they hadn't the players to go and press like Tottenham had done to them, like Celtic had done to them. Everton didn't have the players. I looked at a stat today as well, that Everton are second bottom in terms of running stats during, you know, the Premier League game so far this season. You know, they're second to bottom. Manchester United are bottom. You know, and you could tell that because they haven't got the front four that are going to press teams. So we knew it was going to be a defensive situation. He got the team set up and they'd done their job. Were they lucky? Of course they were lucky. But sometimes you need luck to get results and they'd done that. But a great goal from Lukaku. fantastic strike from him. We didn't really have an awful lot after that. De La Feo had one shot that was saved, but no, real, real solid defensive performance. Yeah, we had a little bit of luck along the way. You have to do that. You have to get that. But I thought defensively, they had a lot of the ball, but didn't make an awful lot of chances. So, you know, hats off to them. You know, got a bit lucky, but sometimes that's what you need.
What about these stats that say this player, this team has run more than anybody else? Sometimes there's an element of, well, if there was a reflection of the team that runs the most is the highest in the league, then fair enough. But then Man United and Everton are there or thereabouts in the league. Liverpool, obviously, they're at the top of the most running.
Yeah.
Is there any correlation?
But listen, no, but you look at it, and I'm not a man for stats, and you know, about 28% possession and so many shots. Listen, the most important stats is the scoreline. Don't care what I say. But it was just interesting because when he came in and I looked at the team and I thought, yeah, they're not as fit that I always said about that front four, you know, didn't really gel together. And these stats tell you, you know, they've run less than any other team apart from Manchester United. So that's a worry, but that's something that people have got to realise as well. I've said it all along, it's only a work in progress for Koeman. And now I'm looking at the squad of players he's got and I'm sure he's looked at it and thinking, I need to get rid of six or seven players here, you know, out of the squad and bring players that I want in. So when he gets the squad that he wants, then I think you'll see the figures in a lot better light than what they are at this moment in time. So, you know, okay, fair enough, they're the stats. But listen, take nothing away from the players who I thought worked extremely hard on Saturday and concentration-wise to get a result.
Yeah, Blues get on the phone, 01514720967. Has Stekelenburg done enough for you to be Everton's number one outright, or do you still want to see another goalkeeper come into the football club? 01514720967. We're going on to the phones tonight, and it's Steve in Norris Green. Hey, up, Steve, you're on with Sharpie and Aldo.
Come on, good afternoon, lads.
Hello, Steve.
How are we, okay?
Yep.
Come on, mate, yeah.
Enjoy your break, John.
I did, yeah. Yeah, thanks very much, yeah. Yeah, four games of golf and everyone wasn't particularly good. So, yeah, other than that, it was great.
Then you can't win them all, lad. Anyway, what do you reckon tonight? That's just been sorted today, Dan. I think I'm very apprehensive about tonight, you know, which is, don't get me wrong, I want us to do a good job on them, but I think a 1-1 draw myself. Mm-hmm. I just think they've got a bit of ice and I just think, you know, the way that Mourinho's going to play the long ball and you just see what's going to happen here, like, considering the way our back four's been playing.
Yeah, you know, if we ever need a clean sheet, which we haven't got yet, it'd be timely tonight, wouldn't it? It'd be really timely. Yeah. You know, I can see us scoring. But as you said, quite rightly so, you can see Man United scoring. But the one thing, we've had the shape, the players have gelled really well. The two injuries, you know, may have a little bit of effect on the team tonight. May have, you know, there's a lot of talk about Sean will come in if we nail there, which he's an hamstring, he won't play. Sean will play there without doubt, I'm sure. And then there's a lot of talk of Mourinho being the other one, which we'll have to wait and see where he'll play. Will Milner?
Won't it be ironic though, John? You know, if we keep a clean sheet, we beat Man United by about four goals or something like that, and we go top of the league.
Dream on.
I know, yeah.
why not? You know, the one thing that does worry me tonight a little bit, other than, you know, Man United's height and that, is the referee, the situation with the referee. Now, whoever in this world put a referee who lives 6 miles from Man United and his family, you know, his wife, and it puts double pressure on him. You know, I don't think he's a really good referee anyway, but on either side he's on a loser whatever happens tonight. For me, he's under extreme pressure anyway, because it's a volatile game. There's only Liverpool and Everton which gets more red cards. Oh, we've got more red cards in the Premiership since it was formed. This is the second most, and it's going to be fiery, as it all is, and he's got no chance whatever he does tonight. I'm pretty sure he's just got to be honest to himself, because it worries me a little bit.
Got no scouts lads playing in it.
No, well, we talk about referees. And Mike Dean, has he ever refereed Everton?
Yeah, I think he has.
Has he? Yeah. Well, he's never refereed. No, he's never. And he's never refereed Liverpool. And he lives on the Wirral, 6-7 miles. Well, so what's it all about? And he's a very good referee, in my opinion. You know,
do you think so?
He's better than most. Better than this fella tonight, anyway. So why couldn't
he
get the job?
He must have
been one of them games tonight, isn't it? Where, you know, just as I just said there, there's no Man United lads involved, like say the Nevilles or anyone like that, or no Gerrards and no Carragher's involved. It's going to be I think it's going to be a very weird game. I think.
Good point.
But I think if you're Liverpool, and I would think if he's playing Danny Blint, and with the players Liverpool have got going forward, they've got to expose him. They have got to expose him. Yeah. I think he plays central alongside the big boy Bailey.
Left back as well, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and even at left back, John. But I just think you can get after him. I think you can get after Danny Blint. You know, he's not the quickest. Okay, he might read the game, but I just think that if Liverpool play to the potential going forward. Yeah. I think they've got too much for them.
I think if that's a matchup, Blint plays on the left. He's got great experience, and Mane plays there. I think Mane tonight is pivotal for us if we win the game.
The other side of the coin, though, I just hope Milner doesn't get found out tonight. You know what I mean? You know, if they play like
Rashford
or someone like that. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I think that kid's going to be really good.
Good player. I think he's their most dangerous player. Yeah.
Yeah. But if he plays against Milner, I think we might just see the other side of Milner tonight. But fingers crossed, I hope it's not like.
Yeah, fingers crossed here as well.
All right, Steve, thanks for your call, pal.
All right, lads, have a good one.
Cheers, Steve.
Steve, Norris Green, first on the phones tonight, 0151 472 0967, 472 0967. I mean, you got the situation with the referee, Sharpie, and I think Mourinho's got himself into trouble because he's come out and said it will be difficult for him to have a good game at Anfield.
Well, he's put him under pressure.
Yeah, of course he has.
He's not daft. Mourinho's not daft right away.
He spun it straight away. Yeah. You know, he spun it. He doesn't care if he gets fined. He spun it, you know, and put more emphasis and pressure on the referee.
That mean the person who makes the decision on the referee has gone, who's the best person to do this job on the night? Why has his name come up and why has something not been flagged up?
It's ridiculous. You get someone from further away. It just doesn't make sense. We had the problem you did the year when Lee Mason was done Liverpool. I think it was Manchester City. I think there was low and we got beat at the Etihad. And he didn't have a good game. He's pro Man City. And it all come out, you know, I think Rodgers, Brendan got fined and things were happening, things were said. Whoever makes the decision, it is wrong. You know, you've got to get a referee. And by the way...
But listen, we had one as well. We had Clattenburg. Yeah. And I remember Clattenburg took Steven Gerrard's shirt off him in a pre-season tournament somewhere in
good referee, Japan. I like
Japan. Yeah. Yeah. And then he was real dodgy for us, Clattenburg. It came out in the rumours that he was a Liverpool fan. So whatever way it is...
But they're all fans now, aren't they, Andy? Yeah. When you think about the young...
He's an Altrincham fan, the referee tonight.
my backside.
When Sharpie said he was dodgy, those were the thoughts of Graham Sharp of Everton Football Club.
No, but you know, you can, there's a big argument out there, and I speak to Neil Midgley about it, another great referee years ago, about all referees when they were younger. Obviously, they're into football, they have a team they support. So if they're, all right, just hypothetically say, you know, this referee's an Arsenal fan. And he's refereeing a game, you know, between two teams that can benefit a result for Arsenal. You know, and there's a 50-50 penalty decision which favours Arsenal out of the way. What do? You give it? Of course you give it. Of course you give it.
No, I don't. That I'm
a little professionalism, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit like, I would hate for that to be the case. And I know there's instances when you could maybe question for that.
Yeah.
But I don't honestly think, and we listen to slaughter them, we slaughter them week in, week out. But I don't see there being a bias. I don't see there being a bias.
All right, Sharpie, you're a linesman, right?
Yeah.
You're a linesman. You're running the line, and you're Scottish and all that. You're Evertonian, and it's Liverpool versus West Ham, and there's enough. Liverpool go forward, and there's a right dubious offside decision, and Liverpool score, and it's 50-50. What would you do? Honestly,
honestly, I just think that I know what you're saying, but I think you've got to play it as you see it, and I don't think it's spur of the moment that's going through your head. I think you're looking at it and you see it and you make a decision. Listen, people will criticise you saying, "Oh, it's that because it's that."
One of those decisions that you can get away with because it's so tight.
But I would like to think that they still. And I know I said it before, we criticise him, you know, and it's a hard job. But I'd like to think, if I'm the linesman, if I'm a Rangers fan playing against Celtic, I'm still on the linesman doing my job. And if I see him offside, I'll flag offside. And if it gets shown up later, he wasn't, I'll get pillared for it. But I'm playing it as I see it.
Hey, that might be the difference between you two.
If it was Sharpie. Me, and it was you know, Chelsea playing Southampton, and Chelsea scored, and it was really dodgy. It's offside.
That's why you're not a referee.
Well, this is why. You know, when we have these conversations about former pros becoming referees, we just killed it right now. It's 7:15, we'll get team news on the Liverpool versus Manchester United games. Get on the phone as well, 0151 472 0967. If you want to tweet in, use the hashtag Radio City Legends.
Call now, 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Thanks for all your calls tonight. 0151 472 0967. If you want to speak to the Radio City Legends, kick off just over an hour away. Liverpool against Manchester United. We'll bring you the team news as we get it. We've been talking about the man in the middle, though, because concerns about the location of the referee compared to Manchester and whether or not that puts him in a position. So during the break, I got the lads to pick out their three favourite Premier League referees. Lads, that was painful.
It was hard.
Trying to come up with three.
It's the best out of a bad bunch, I'm afraid.
So we've got 1, 2, 3. In third place, we've gone with Clattenburg.
Have you?
Yeah, we've gone with Clattenburg.
As in third place?
Maybe first place.
Yeah, I'd say...
It's the best.
Second for me.
All right. Anthony Taylor and Michael Oliver. Oliver gets thumbs up.
I like Oliver.
They're all right, them three, yeah.
Oliver, Clattenburg. Okay. Taylor for me.
Good stuff. Thanks to Paul and Ayrton for your call and your insight as well on that one. 0151 472 0967. Get on the phones tonight if you want to tweet in. Hashtag Radio City Legends. And coming through on that one, Satish says, Suarez in Liverpool? Thoughts? Mm. If he's here, he's watching a football match, isn't he?
He might come over for a break and watch the game, I'd imagine, yeah.
Nothing more than that one. No decision on the goalkeeper for you tonight, Aldo.
Mm. I think it looks like Carrick is going to play. You know, see, people are getting mixed up. I heard Laurel saying about, you know, he's got to play Carrick, but what he said about 4 weeks ago, he said, I'm going to give Carrick now an amount of games before the next break, the international break, so I can assess who's the best out of the four. They both will have the same amount of games. I'll make my decision then. All right, Carrick has been on a winning side, which is okay. He's done no better, no worse than Mignolet. What does he do? He just say, well, you're carrying on. But in all honesty, I think if you'd have assessed them, in my assessment, I think Mignolet would be the one for tonight. And if he's going to change, he could say, well, I told you, I assessed you, and as true as my word is, I'm going to put Simon Mignolet in, but I don't think he will.
Is that the easiest decision to make? Put Mignolet in and say, well, I know what I'm getting from you.
Well,
what you're saying, because you'll get your mate on the phone in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a massive game, you know, and there's a lot of pressure on. It's going to be a lot of pressure on our keepers tonight, you know, as I keep on saying about the set players. And you know, the Swansea game, he struggled, to be fair, with his kicking and that, which he's supposed to. And I've seen him in pre-season, he is good, he's good on the ball, carries and all. But he panicked a couple of times and hit the ball out of play, which you don't want to see, you know, that's his forte. But hey, look, he's only a young keeper, you know, I hope he's here for a long time, but he does really well. But it's going to be a big decision tonight, but I actually think the manager will probably go with Carrius.
But do you think that, you just said he's a young keeper, do you think he might in this one go for a little bit?
Well, I would.
Experience?
I would, I'd go for the experience, yeah.
I've got a feeling our next caller might be talking about goalkeepers, because the Everton one had a decent match on Saturday in the 1-1 draw against Manchester City. Let's go over to McGull. Paul's on the line, Paul's a blue. Evening, Paul.
Evening, boys, you all right?
Hello, Paul.
Sharpie, we've had this conversation, haven't we? Give him a chance and let's see what he's got. And he's, you know what, other than that mistake against Sunderland, won it, which should have been a foul anyway. I know he's had a few others where he's been a bit iffy, but I just thought he was top draw, mate. Absolutely top. We were away for the weekend in Towan, so we were watching the game live with a load of City fans. Oh, they were absolutely parrots. It was brilliant. But a little point I want to make, mate. Sometimes I look at papers and pundits reports, and I'm like, what game are I watching? Yeah. Quite right what you said, Jags. If Jag doesn't get that tight to the fella, he's spun and got a shot on target.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and you've got to sometimes hold your hat to somebody and go, that's a great bit of skill to get past them. The other thing for me, Oviedo and Seamus got... dog's abuse again off the critics. Yeah. And while they went great, I'd say that lad, is his name Sani?
Sani's a good player, yeah.
Oh, what a player. Yeah. But Brian Oviedo, I thought after 25 minutes, I thought he calmed him down a little bit. they're a top side, mate. And for us to go there, and OK, you can say we park a bus and all that. Rom didn't have a touch in the first half. And I think he showed his maturity, the fact that he can go for 40 minutes without touching the ball. And what a sublime finish that is, mate.
Paul, it was a brilliant finish, and you're spot on, I think, for the first 45 minutes, or even for the whole 45 minutes. They were unbelievable. They kept the ball well. David Silva controlled everything. As you said, they had the threat of Sterling, they had the threat of Sané. I think, speaking to a lot of Man City fans, they were surprised that he didn't start with Aguero. But the boy in Iheanacho wasn't really at it, kind of thing. But certainly their build-up play was brilliant. Didn't really threaten us an awful lot. Listen, we rode our luck a little bit. Not often you save two penalties in a game, but I agree with you. He's been outstanding, Stekelenburg. Everything he was asked to do on Saturday, he did. And listen, to get a point there, I think everybody would have taken a point, Paul. They'd have snatched their hands off for it, kind of thing. But as I said previously, it's still a rebuilding process.
Absolutely.
You know, and I just think that, you know, again, Delafield played, you know, wasn't really at the races. Yeah, it was frustrating, wasn't at the races, kind of thing. Bolasie was hit and miss as well. So I think we had to defend really, really well, and he's obviously schooled them the way he wanted to play, and they've done that. You know, we were never going to try and push on and press them because we haven't got the legs to do that. So I think the way he played, I think hat off to manager.
Devil, can I have a little point on that as well? The flip side, is that payback on City anyway for the second leg penalty?
Yeah.
Urgently, thingy. That was the one thing I was saying to the City fans. He said, you got away with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was. It's like, no, I don't mind. I said to my brother-in-law, he says, I'll take this all day.
Said, listen, Paul, I don't...
Ashley Williams, top.
I think, Paul, I think Ashley Williams is good. I think a lot of people are getting carried away and saying, oh, you don't want to become like a Tony Pulis is side of the way. It ain't going to be like that. He had to mould a team and build a team to go to Man City, and that was the best that he thought they could get a result, and it's worked for him. But you ain't going to see that all the time. You ain't going to see that all the time. So,
well, you're not playing City every week.
Well, exactly, exactly. And it's still at an early stage now, so he's getting the best out of what he's got. But when he gets players in that he wants, the style of play will change where maybe he can go to City and play them at their own game and press them and whatever. But at this moment in time, he's making good of what he's got. And listen, we can't complain about getting a point there.
Full stuff, mate. Brilliant. Well done. Thanks,
Paul. Thanks for the call. He's right about Sané, by the way. First Premier League start for him. Looks like a player. Yeah. And criticism of Jags, maybe OTT. The penalty where he just sticks his leg out though behind him without looking, he's more experienced than that, isn't
he? Yeah, you'd probably call that lazy defending. You know, it was just the way he fell, and it was Silva of all people. The second one, he's moved the ball that quickly, Aguero. He's gotten backed into him and just moved it to the side, and he's come in and it's clumsy. He's had a swing in it and he's missed it and he's caught him. So there's no doubt there were penalties. Could have maybe one for Sané early on. I'm not sure. I think he made a meal of it, and that's why the referee never gave it. But listen, they're a top side. You know, they're a top side. And if we're going to get a result there, we needed a little bit of luck. We got that with the two penalty saves. But hats off to the lads. I thought they defended really, really well and got a point from it.
And we don't want to talk too much about Man City, but like David Silva as well. He's a player. I think he's been looking for form, but he was outstanding.
But
he
was fabulous. But I tell you what, this City, for Pep Guardiola and everybody singing his praise about tiki-taka and the way he plays, near the end, what did he do? Brought on Kompany and threw him up front.
Did he?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Threw up Kompany up front, who's about 6'3" or something. Yeah. So they wanted to go that.
Not wrong with it, is it? No, exactly. I totally agree. We talk about mixing it up, innit? You know, if it's needed, you've got to do it, haven't you?
Loads of stuff going on the show. We're going to cross over to Anfield and some fans in the next 10 minutes or so. But get involved. Hashtag Radio City Legends if you want to have your say with the boys. 0151 472 0967. We're expecting some team news to come in very shortly, and we're going to be crossing over to Anfield. So we'll crack on in the next few minutes with some team news from Liverpool against Manchester United. Here with Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Merseyside legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. Call now 0151 472 0967. Red and blue, banter and debate, the legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Just gone 7 p.m. I've got the team news for Liverpool versus Manchester United, and this is going to be news to John Aldridge. Karius starts in goal, so Karius does start in goal. You're looking at Klein, Lovren, Milner Coutinho. Let me just go through. I've got the list in order. Matip. So you're looking at Lovren, Matip. Can starts. Sturridge starts. Henderson, Coutinho, Firmino in there as well. So Klein, Lovren, Matip, Milner, we presume then remains at left back. There were rumours that Moreno would come into that side there.
Yeah.
Emre Can, Jordan Henderson. Then you're looking at Firmino, Mane.
Yeah. It's the back four is Klein, Matip, Lovren, Milner, Sean Henderson sitting. Then there'll be Mane, Coutinho, Firmino, and Sturridge at the top, which looks. That's much better. I'm much happier.
What's
to
that?
Be
4-2-1-3? Are you going?
4-2-3-1. Yeah,
4-2-3-1. So no Moreno in that side. Rumours, and he's gone with Karius ahead of Mignolet. The Manchester United side includes that Zlatan, Pogba. It doesn't include Wayne Rooney. It does include Marouane Fellaini. So although Fellaini does start, and there's some height in there too. Ashley Young as well gets a game. Daley Blind is in there. Sharpie highlighted that he could be a problem area that Liverpool could potentially exploit. David De Gea in goal. Baye, Pogba, Ibrahimovic. There's some talent there. I wonder whether or not there's much going on. I think that Paul Scholes said something about a lack of identity at Manchester United
but
at the moment.
Yeah, but looking at that, Mick, who's down to play right back for United? Is it Valencia or is it going to be Ashley Young?
So it would be Valencia.
Oh, Valencia, there's Young in
judging
front.
Judging by those with Young in front.
No Rashford?
Rashford starts.
Rashford starts.
So Herrera's gone four in midfield.
Yeah.
So
Fellaini.
Interesting. They'll wear blue shirts as well in the game at Anfield tonight.
But that's an interesting one from Manchester United as well. But you said Fellaini in there as well with a little bit of height. A little bit of height. But I still think that... So they think Liverpool can get after them.
Yeah, it's Bland is left back and Valencia right back. Then you've got Bailey and Smalling. Pogba, Fellaini, midfield. Young, Herrera, Rashford and Ibrahimovic up top. So
you've got Young and Rashford are the wide players. So if you're thinking for Liverpool,
that's it,
if Rashford pulls on Milner in terms of pace, that could be a threat. Young as well. I think if Rashford, if I was Liverpool now, that'd be the worry. Rashford on Milner.
Yeah,
but it's whether they can get the ball out to Rashford. Because I think they'll be under a lot of pressure with Liverpool's front four.
So that's Emre Can returns to the side as well. Let's get a take on this now with a red. We've got Ian the Red in Highton. Evening, Ian. You're on with Aldo and Sharpie.
Hello, boys. You're okay?
Hello, mate. You're right.
Yeah, I just think tonight, I don't want to get too overconfident, but I think Liverpool's energy levels. I think we're a fitter team than Man United.
Yeah.
And I think with the lads going forward, obviously, set pieces and all that, Fellaini and the big man in the centre midfield for them, I think, they are going to be a threat and obviously the lad up front. But I just think if we keep obviously everything on the tech and energy levels, I just think we're going to be... I think we're too fit to United. I think we're a fitter side than them. And going forward, there's no set really number nine, is there? But we're all contributing towards the goals now. I just think Liverpool tonight are going to be too fast and a lot more energy levels. And I just think I think we're going to grab a few goals.
Are you surprised at Sturridge stats?
I think with the lads around him, they've got bags and bags of energy. He can score a goal from anywhere. I just think we're going to be too much for them energy wise. I just think at this moment,
I agree with you.
I certainly hope so. But the bench looks good, We're just saying that, Ian, you've got on the bench obviously Mignolet, you've got Moreno, Lever, Lallana's on the bench, Krukic, Clavin, and Origi. It's a strong bench. So
it is, mate,
So that's good to see. Obviously Rooney's on the bench for them. They've got a strong bench as well, but you're looking at ours. It is pretty strong. If he needs to make any changes,
but Ian, you're right. What you said about energy levels, and again, I hate going back to these stupid stats. But when you look at Liverpool, Manchester United are bottom of that table, and Liverpool are near the top, if not first or second, I think, in energy levels. So you're spot on with energy. Liverpool's front four, to me, will run away from them. And the big boy Bailey is a great centre-back in terms of physical aspect, corners and everything else. But I'm not sure if he's the best with people, darting all around him kind of thing. So I think Liverpool have got an advantage there.
Yeah, I'm happy with the front four. I'm happy.
I think Rashford obviously offers loads, doesn't he? But he hasn't. There's not many others around who've got can match our players.
They've got some really good players. You know, you don't want to say too much early, but I can see what you're saying. But you know, as you say, I think for me, you know, I think Manny could be the main man tonight. But Sturridge, I just hope he works the centre halves more, because he drops deep an awful lot. Okay, at times it works well because Firmino slots into that spec, but he needs to stay, especially when we got the ball at the back. He needs to stay and work the two centre halves, you know, and not come off into midfield.
Well, John, I put Liverpool 4-1 anyway.
4-1.
I'm saying not on the joke. Obviously, you win a few.
Aldo's not happy here because somebody said 4-0 and then somebody's saying 4-1.
No, we don't like that, Sharp. We start getting overconfident.
I think we're going to do them first half. I think first half, mate, we're going to overhaul them first half. And then I think myself personally, they're going to go start reacting to it and they might get a bit of a player sent off. That's why I'm reading it tonight, but obviously, you know, you don't know, do you?
Alright, thanks.
Fingers crossed, mate.
Yep. So there you go. I mean, the thing is, if they win by 4, Sharpie, they go top.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
So 4-1's no good.
What's that saying about Manti and Uncle?
It's not going to happen. It'll be a close game as long as we come out on top. Just 3 points in there.
Hashtag Radio City Legends. If you've got a question for the boy, you can get involved on the show today. 01514720967. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't think Mike in Walton can hear us, but he's speaking to our reporter Adam Phillips outside the grounds.
Okay, thank you, Mick. I'm just outside the new main stand where people are making their way inside the ground at the moment. I've got Mike from Walton, and it's his first game this season. What a game to start off the new season for him. Mike, you've got a question for Aldo. What is it?
Hey, Aldo. Nice talking to you in the shadow of this great new stand that we've built. My question is, I can see us winning today 3-1. If that's the case, what do you rate Jurgen Klopp's chances of bringing a trophy back home, i.e. the Premiership Championship?
There we go. Interesting question, guys. Back to you.
There you are, Aldo. If they win it, what are Klopp's chances?
You don't get carried away. We're doing all right at the moment. You know, if we do win, get 3 points tonight, more importantly, it gets us 6 points ahead of Man United for the fight, you know, to get into the top four. But whilst, you know, you look at the table, you have to try and reach for the top. You've seen Leicester done it last year. You have to go for the top, you know. Like Everton, you just got to try and win it. Not saying we will, but you've got to do all that you can to get the top, or as near to the top as you can, and that's what Liverpool will be trying to do.
It's about winning football matches. Liverpool versus Manchester United is the 8 o'clock kickoff in the Premier League. They're calling it Red Monday. Do you see what they were calling Super Sunday yesterday with Southampton and Burnley and Watford and Middlesbrough?
No, go on.
they were calling it Super Sunday, I don't
know. No, they couldn't have called that. I watched Watford, that was dreadful. Watford, Middlesbrough, dearie me.
I've got a feeling Gary might want to talk about the Man City game. Gary's a Blues in West Derby. Evening, Gary. You're on with Sharpie and Aldo on the Radio City Legends.
Thank you. Cheers. All right, lads.
Hi, Gary.
All right.
Sharpie, I took loads of positives out of Saturday, as I'm sure most of us did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sounds stupid, but I'm looking forward to next season already, and I say that because next season, I would imagine, like you said before, we're going to have Koeman's players in, or the majority of Koeman's players. But what I've started doing, I'm watching most football supporters, when they're watching the game, they're watching the ball and the player or players on the ball. I'm starting to watch us off the ball now. And what I noticed on Saturday was how we were hunting down in packs and pressing in packs across the pitch. And I found that dead impressive, to be honest with you. And I can see exactly where we're going. But the squad, the players we've got at the moment, one, aren't used to that. But two, in most cases, aren't capable of it, I don't think. So next season, I don't think we'll see the likes of Cleverley, Delafeu and a few others at the club. Because they're not that type of player.
Yeah.
But I can see where we're going.
Gary, I think you're spot on. And everything you're saying, I think a little bit of criticism flying about, we've got to remember that, you know, the signings he's brought in, you know, that Stecklenberg, Ashley Williams, the boy Idrissa Gueye, are good signings, you know. But as you said, that's his first three signings, and you'd have to say, yeah, we'll take them. They're good signings. So he knows a player. You know, obviously he's looking at the squad now, and you're quite right. He's probably looking at it and saying, I have to get by with this until I can get my hands on the players I actually want. So you're spot on. You're spot on what you're saying.
I think last season, you know, that game last season, we'd have probably got beat 5 or 6.
Yes.
to be honest with you, because we didn't know how to collectively defend.
Exactly.
And that's what he's bringing to us now. You know, I don't think anyone expects us to go out and go, you know, kick for kick with Man City, because we're not going to play many teams as good as them, to be honest. But I'm really excited.
Gary, I think last year, and this is, again, no disrespect to manager, but I think our team last year mirrored the manager. The manager was a really nice guy, you know, and I think the team, and you looked at Ashley, even just simple things like Ashley Williams, and he tried to, like, you know, delay the penalty, you know, walking out, you know, a bit of gamesmanship, you know, Gareth Barry going down near the end, a bit of gamesmanship. Last year, that would never have happened. So I think the team mirrors the manager, and last year it was nicey-nicey. This year it's not, because he's not a fool, Koeman. He knows what he's doing, and he'll be strong, and he'll be strict, and he wants his players to play a certain way. So I wholeheartedly agree with you that next year you'll have a better example of what it's all about.
All right, Gary, thanks for the call, pal.
Cheers.
Appreciate it. There you go. That's Gary. He's watching Everton off the ball, and he's daydreaming the next season.
I think what he's seen is spot on.
Wrong with
you
us,
know,
yeah.
I think he's, you know, look at Jurgen Klopp. You know, he went in, looked to address things. Don't want this player, don't want that player. And then they're reaping the benefits season. That, you know, everybody knows how he wants his team to play.
Dave's a red. He's in Bromber. Just so you know, Dave, for as long as you keep talking here, that means Aldo can't leave the station.
God, Dave.
And get down.
Talk
for as long as you want, mate.
Aldo, I want to say, mate, what a lovely jacket you had on before on Sky.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I got it from Lewis's, by the way, you know, and it's a real good mate. Hopefully with that plug, they'll look after me next time I go in.
Listen, I'm not in Bromley anymore. Well, not tonight, anyway. I'm not in Hawaii. I'm in a more exotic place. Skegness.
Skegness.
Skeggy.
Skeggy tonight, yeah. Right, team choice. Very good. Very good choice, mate, I think.
Hope so, yeah.
The only thing is, I don't think it's going to be 3-1. I don't think we'll get to 2. I think 2-1 will do us.
Yeah, it's just, I said before, it's just 3 points. It's going to be a tough game. You know,
I'll tell you what, it's very sentimental. You know, I've got a lovely present off Rooney sent to me this week. No, honestly, it's lovely. A box of cornflakes. He said, can you sort it? I was like, I can't do that jigsaw of the chicken.
Aldo's left. Aldo's left.
Bye bye. I'm going on that one. There's no coming back after that.
Oh, Dave. David's getting this.
You've just wasted the 2 minutes, Dave. See, adios, everyone.
Yeah. There you go, Dave. We have to leave it there. I tell you what, if you're blue and you want to spend 5 minutes with Sharpie, get on the phone now. 015-1472-0967. I ain't kidding. He's literally leaving, isn't he now? I mean,
it's going to be busy going up there. He's got a rush there. To be fair, I would go. Can I go after that? Can I please go after that attempt at a joke?
Dear, dear, dear.
Oh, dear me.
I don't know if I can come back from that. Hashtag Radio City Legends. We've got Sharpie here. Legend. Radio City Legend. We're changing the hashtag. Everton 1-1 final score at the Etihad on Saturday. Other games to touch on as well. We're not had a chance to do this yet. But David Moyes at Sunderland.
Struggling.
He won't be enjoying this at all.
But he's another one that's going into a job. You know, and they were lucky to stay up last year. They played Everton in one of the games they stayed up, who were poor. But he's got a massive job there. Absolutely massive. But sometimes he's getting the wrath of the supporters because he's signing Ichibi, because he's signed Stephen Pienaar. You know, players who, you know, were decent for Everton. We never pulled up any trees elsewhere. I thought Stephen Pienaar was a fabulous player. I love Stephen. But he's a footballer. And I think at this moment in time, Sunderland need, you know, grit and determination to get out where they are. David Moyes already came out today and said, or yesterday, saying that every game is a relegation six-pointer now. You know, so they're in a real scrap. And he has to get on with what he's got. You know, I think the boy Barini's out injured. So he's got a few injury problems as well. So it's going to be a tough season for him.
It's exhausting though, isn't it? Thinking about every single game being a six-pointer. If you're a professional footballer...
Well, they're in a situation now, Mick, they can only get themselves out of that. And listen, he'll be working extremely hard on the training pitch, and he will try and get his team to go for nil-nils in the hope that he gets a point. So he wants to make his team really defensive. Can he do it with the players he's got at his disposal? Only time will tell.
Let's go back to the phones. Phil's in Kirby's a blue. Evening, Phil, you're on with the legend, Graham Sharp.
Hello, hi, Sharpie.
Hi, Phil.
No jokes, Phil.
No, I promise no jokes. I told you the week, Sharpie, you said about it was going to be an overall of players. You know, when Koeman had 18 months' time, it'd be a big overall.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I think it was a great result. We really dug in. They all done well. Mm. But when you're watching the game, you think, do you know what? There is a big gulf in us and Manchester City.
Oh, yeah.
We're not here fooling ourselves. You think, you know what? I mean, I think us now this year, I think top eight, we won't go anywhere near the top four, because I'm looking at Liverpool and I'm thinking, you know what? They can score goals for fun.
Yeah. We
can't. And even like that game tonight, I think Liverpool will swamp them. I think Manu will score against them because Liverpool defensively aren't very good. But I think Liverpool going forward, the players are a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Manu, you've got like individual players, you can make things happen, but Liverpool's four, they all hit together.
Yeah.
We're hard at the moment, we're not firing. We can beat anyone on a given day, but I think consistently, we're not there yet, but I think 7th or 8th, I think I'll be happy with this year and have a good go at that FA Cup.
Yeah, Phil, I think what you saw this year in the short spell that he's had is that defensively, he's got us back to being more dogged, conceding less goals. I think Martinez's approach was more on the ball, trying to look to play at times, whereas I think this guy's approach is, listen, first and foremost, we keep a clean sheet. So I think the way that they addressed Manchester City and just sat in there and said, listen, try and break us down, that's because of the players he's got at his disposal. But you look at the times he's at Southampton and the players he had there after a while, the way he played his football. Yes, he defended deep and defended well, but he also wanted a quick break. He's not got the players to do that at this moment in time. And as I said to the previous caller, that's what you'll be looking to do in January and also in the summer. I think there'll be an overhaul of players.
Did you think about it in Jags as well? I mean, I love Jags, but I just think, with that first penalty, sounds a bit harsh, but I thought, you know what, he was silly just sticking his leg out there because they're always going to go over there.
Listen, the pros in the game would say it's lazy defending, but, Jags got a little bit of stick. I was reading some places, he was getting sick. I'm not having that. I thought, right, okay, he's given away two penalties.
Yeah.
That happens. But I thought, other than that, I thought he was outstanding alongside Ashley Williams. I think they've got, I know there's a lot of supporters want to see Funes Mori in there. I'm not for that at this moment in time. I think he has to wait. I think Jags and Ashley Williams is the best partnership for me at this moment in time. Whether that changes, we'll have to wait and see. But certainly Jags has done well this season.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think them two are solid together. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Phil. Thanks for your call, pal.
Cheers, Phil.
Kirby on Radio City Legends. Did you call off the search on the goalkeeper? I know a lot of people are saying, the shots were at good heights, but he had to make those saves, Stekelenburg, at the weekend. They were world-class saves, whichever way you look at it. But will people still say, go and find another goalkeeper? Or does he say, well, if you want a number one, this is the job I've got to do as a number one?
Well, I think he's got a situation with Robles, who's on the bench at this moment in time. It's only the manager knows how he rates Robles. Does he rate him as a goalkeeper? Does he rate him as a number one? It doesn't look that way. So I think Robles, another Martinez signing, he may be looking to move on. He might want to, I'd imagine, wants to play first team football somewhere, whether it means going back to Spain or wherever, I don't know. But I think he'll still look for a goalkeeper. I think when you get Stekelenburg on a free transfer, he knew him well from his time in Holland. Listen, he's back in the Holland team, playing in the qualifiers. So he's a good goalkeeper. He's a good pedigree. But I thought when he brought him in at first on a free, I thought it might have been as a number two. But certainly, if we talk about Liverpool, you've got to try and make that position your own. He's done that now.
Before we've got 2 minutes left, Sharpie, I've just got to ask you, because it was one of the highlights of the sporting weekend. Ross Wallace played for Sheffield Wednesday against Huddersfield Town. When Huddersfield players are passing around a piece of paper, which looks like an A4 sheet of paper with all their instructions on, and he just runs over, takes it off one of the lads and starts reading it. The managers that you work with, what was the way at which you passed on that information? Who got the information, and then how did you pass it around the side?
It certainly wasn't that. This is what drives me nuts now, when they sit at the side of the pitch and they're on as a sub and they've got the iPad on, and I want you to do this and I want you to do that. Before he went out, the positions were up, who were you marking at corners and everything else. And if you were coming on for somebody, you'd ask your teammates at a set piece, who'd I pick up? You pick up him. And that was it. Simple as that. Now it's gone crazy. But I thought it was funny. I thought, although the Huddersfield player didn't wasn't amused, but I thought it was funny from Ross Walsh. But now it's crazy. Listen, when you're sending a sub on, in our day it was get on and win as a game, or get on and do the job. Simple as that.
It was. If you've not seen it, if you go onto social media, you'll see a video of it. He picks it up after three different players have all had a look at the piece of paper. He takes it off the Huddersfield lad, has a good old look at it before turning it back to him and giving it back, and no sense of humour at all.
But what does the Huddersfield player think Ross Wallace is then going to do? Is he going to decipher it and say, this is what I want to do, kind of thing? Crazy.
Sharpie, thank you for your time. Thank you for staying for the entire show.
No problem.
You know, because you're completely neutral in a Liverpool against Manchester United game, and you've seen both sides play this season, how do you see this one going tonight?
I think Liverpool will win. I think United's threat will come from set pieces, as we said all week. But I think Liverpool, if the front four fire, they'll win. They'll win. There'll be too much for them.
Graham Sharp, thank you for your time. Before that, John Aldridge, thank you for your time, mate. You're probably in the car by now. Give him a wave if you see him up to the game. Radio City Legends, they're back 6:30 Thursday here on Radio City and Radio City Talk. More Legends with Satan Snods Saturday from midday.